Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
The Arizona Fall League starts on Monday. Let's preview it. Up next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Saturday, September 30th. No, that's not true. Today's Saturday, October 1st. I was looking at the wrong day. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by my buddy, Chris Welsh, a.k.a. The Welsh. And you're going to be seeing a lot more of him in the upcoming months. Top five prospects in the Arizona Fall League. Jordan Walker of the Cardinals, Jordan Lawler of the Diamondbacks, Noelvi Marte of the Reds, Jason Dominguez of the Yankees, Zach Veen of the Rockies. Welsh, what's crazy about all this? And for those who don't know, the Arizona Fall League, six different teams. They're made up of like all-star prospects, basically. Jordan Walker, Jordan Lawler, and Zach Veen are all playing on the same team. That is insane.
It is stacked. And you said it right. It's five teams or six teams that encompass five major league teams with some of their best prospects out there. And it is littered at the top with awesome, awesome hitters. Jordan Lawler, probably the most prolific name if you really think about it from a fantasy perspective, 39 stolen bases, 16 homers. Jordan Walker, probably going to break camp with the Cardinals next year as an outfielder. This is going to be an opportunity for him to show off some of those skills and why he could break camp. Zach Veen stealing all the bases. And how about Jason Dominguez? How about Jason Dominguez when people are writing him off, the comeback getting all the way up to Double A? This is going to be an opportunity to really shine a big light on the Martian, the guy who was one of the biggest names in minor league baseball. And we're going to kind of probably hopefully get back to that.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of other big names going to be at the Arizona Fall League as well. Henry Davis of the Pirates, Robert Hassel of the Nationals, Quinn Priester also with the Pirates, Brendan Davis, he has a lot to prove here with the Chicago Cubs, Kumar Rocker. This is going to be the first time that we've seen Kumar Rocker with a professional, you know, in a professional setting. He hasn't played in the minor leagues yet, so it's going to be really interesting to track all of these prospects and see what they do. Welch, I know you put together a few categories here. You have prospects with the most to gain. You've got some sleepers, and you have names that you are paying most attention to. Which prospects fall into each of those categories?
You're 100% right, my friend. There's so much. And really, if you guys want to dive down a rabbit hole, go and look at these rosters and see, because what these guys and what this league is, even though it's not televised across the board, it's going to give people the opportunity for you to take advantage of guys that are going to improve their stock or even hurt it a little bit in the offseason when minor league season's not going on. And there are guys that have a lot to gain. One of those is Matt Mervis with the Chicago Cubs. Matt Mervis, this last minor league season, kind of an unknown name, hit .309, had a .600 slugging, 36 homers he hit in the minor league with 40 doubles. He's now going to go in more of an advanced hitter in a place where the Cubs actually had the AFL MVP last year, Sloan, where they're hitting the Cubs training spring training facility. It's a very hitter friendly park. You got a guy that just had 76 doubles and homers combined. That's going to go into a bad pitching environment. In the minor leagues last year, he moved three levels. He improved his strikeout percentage every single level. It's crazy impressive. I think he's a guy that has a lot to gain, could break camp, and is going to be a huge riser. Jordan Walker, who we mentioned, he's going to be moving to the outfield. This is going to be an opportunity for his bat to thrive and to show that that right field, which most likely he's going to play, is going to be his destination. And there's a lot to gain from a fantasy value perspective, though his value is already up. And Brendan Davis, you know, Brendan Davis really has fallen off the mark, got hurt, did have a bad minor league season. He ended it pretty well in the actual minor leagues, but this is an opportunity for him to stay healthy, be in his own home ballpark again, and reprove that fantasy value, which maybe would be him breaking camp with the Cubs if they don't sign a bunch of guys. So those are guys that have most to gain. If you're looking for some sleepers, Two guys that might not be on your radar, Colt Keith with the Detroit Tigers, not a ton this last season. Under 200 at bats, though, he hit 301, 9 homers, 4 stolen bases, makes ton of contact, and he's going to get an opportunity to thrive as well. Nico Cavadas with the Boston Red Sox, he had one of the highest hard hit percentages, according to some other places. If you go to RotoWire's hard hit data, he had a 39% hard hit rate. That is going to play in the Arizona Fall League. We got, you know, no humidity. You've got dry skies at night. The ball's going to fly. This is a guy that is going to jump back up and has some sleeper capability. Guys that I'm going to be watching, though, Jason Dominguez. He had a huge, huge season. That was a big bounce back. And I think this is an opportunity where you could have bought low last year. If you are not sold, this good rise that he could have in the Arizona Fall League could just reboost that value, and it might help you move off if that's what you want to do. But maybe guys like me that are going to be out there every day are going to be able to see something more that reproves not the just great prospect, but maybe he can get back to being this elite prospect that we all assumed. Kumar Rocker, who you mentioned, this is it. He's been out here in the complex level, not even throwing in instructs. This is going to be the first time we're going to see him outside of the slider and fastball to see how the Rangers have worked with him in the development of the changeup. This is going to be huge because in first year player drafts, nobody wants any pitchers. They want to move completely away from it. Kumar Rocker, if he pitches really well in a points league format, you could see him go near the top, maybe not even at the very top. I wouldn't even discount that. And a really, really deep guy who qualifies as a sleeper and someone I'm going to be paying attention to, a little bit of a homer as a Diamondback fan, Davison De Los Santos with the Arizona Diamondbacks, had a phenomenal minor league season at only 19 years old, 22 homers, 5 stolen bases, one of those few under 20-year-olds that can hit 20 homers, hit 306 and move multiple levels. He's going to be one of the youngest players in the AFL. Davison De Los Santos. I'll be watching him, and you should too. And there's like a gajillion other guys, friend, that we should be paying attention to in the AFL.
Hey, two names I need you to pay attention to for me, Welsh. Edward Julian of the Minnesota Twins. I'm really, really interested in him. Warming Burnabell is a name in the Rockies organization too that didn't really know much about him, but I looked into his minor league profile. Just massive numbers. So two names there that I'm paying attention to as well. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again on Wednesday morning. Bye-bye.
I'm Mark Chapman. Welcome to the Planet Premier League podcast. Each week, Cesc Fabregas, Nader Manua, and myself talk all things Premier League.
As a player, you don't have time to talk. No. You don't have time to make a plan. You just need to deal with wave after wave after wave.
We watched Coach Carter, and he said, afterwards, the game's just about doing this for your teammates. And I remember looking around halfway through the film, and half the squad was asleep.
Planet Premier League. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.